We love our group coaching program.
Yeah, we have people from all different situations, circumstances, but they're all there trying to get their finances in order. And we thought it would be really fun to bring you a couple nuggets from the group coaching sessions that you can hear from us coaching them live, real things, and maybe it would help you.
Yeah, stay tuned. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. And so downsizing, you're talking, you would have to go to an apartment or quadplex or something, right? Probably to,
for it to be
worth it, right? Yeah. To be worth it. Which the other thing that is interesting, because maybe it's just your really good skincare, but you look like you're a young family. Income's going to go up. I was talking about this. We're now at the stage where it feels like there's a lot more breathing room. But when we were younger, that's how it was. Income is not where it went. So while the rent, and you're looking at next month before it's going to go down, your income will go up eventually. If it's not this month, if it's not this year, it'll be next year, and you'll have more wiggle room. Does that make sense?
And the more that you can put towards that rate, well, while your rent is not $180 more, let's find that wiggle room to where, okay, I can pay that next year because we have needed all this wiggle room in our budget now.
Yeah. And this is what we're talking about with the bougie on a budget. It's like, I'm choosing, we have a great neighborhood, the kids are safe, they have friends, there's a good schools. Like, this is what I value. And if I'm spending all my money on it, then it's not like what Vanessa's talking about. I was, 25 and I bought this huge house because that's what everybody said we should do. And I'm just keeping up with the Jones. That's not where it's at. It's, we are intentionally here because this is what our family is valuing and this is what we want. So then we're going to just try to make the budget work around that. Like for us, our budget a couple years ago was like, okay, now we're putting our kids in private school. Great. We're going to figure this out. So
yeah. And if that's what you value, then there's going to be things in your budget that you don't value. So you need to make sure you're slinging and or cutting them down, cutting them out and going, we're not spending it. And even be open with your kids about it and your partner. Listen, we as a family are deciding to be here because we love this house. We love the family or the community. We love how you guys can go outside and play. But that also means that we're just not going to spend as much money on this other stuff over here. And that's okay because we're choosing to do this as a family and just make it like a we decision, right?
You want to pay off debt. You want to save. You want to invest. Obviously, you want to pay the taxes. What is the bare minimum budget that you can live on? And what is your lowest kind of contractor month? What is that number? And then we have a pool of money that, when you hit over that threshold, then we put a target for this money.
Yeah. So you 100% need to know, I never get paid below this amount. Okay. And so find whatever that is. That's what you're going to budget on.
And live off of. Yeah.
And it's bare minimum, right? It's probably literally just debt, bills, and spending, which is fine. And then whenever you get paid above, that's when you get to fund everything else. However, I will say, you have some debts that you need to pay off. Let's try to make those as much of a priority as you can before trying to invest in all that stuff. You're never going to make as much in investments as you're going to pay in debt. So right now, in interest, right? Yeah. So right now, the IRS, if you owe the IRS money when they go to do your taxes at the end of the year, they're tacking on 8%. So the second you owe them money, they're automatically adding 8% to that. It used to be 6.5% and now it's 8%. So that's a lot of money. And so you think of, okay, if I were to put money in investments, a money market right now, the max you're going to get is 5.5%. And then you're talking about putting money in actual investments in the market. And that ranges between 8 to 12%. But that's on a whim, right? You don't know that. So we would say, let's, if you want to invest, I get it. I know everyone wants immediately to invest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the right first step. So let's completely take that out of your thought and focus on cleaning up your debt, saving for things like Christmas and birthday, like the everyday things that you need to actually fund.
The bare minimum things. But what we would say is, let's get really good at budgeting, at staying within our budget, get good at spending the amount that we budgeted for only. And then while you're paying off debt, and then see what else you want to do with your budget, because that's a lot to try to do at one time. Get good habits with budgeting, not spend on credit cards, pay off debt, invest, save for Christmas. That's so many things to try to master at once. And I think that the first thing I want to do is get really good at this bare bones budget, like we talked about, really good at setting aside for taxes, living off less than I make, which is, like we said, whatever that threshold is. And then getting good at knowing I have extra, what am I going to do with that? And Vanessa said, we would probably recommend at least paying off your back taxes and your credit card debt before you start even thinking about investing.
So for instance, I had a lady that I had a free call with, and she said, I said, well, you need to pay your car off. And she said, I'm not paying my car if it's only 1.9% interest. And I said, that's not the point. The point is your car payment is $500 a month. If you pay your car off, you immediately get $500 back in your budget each month. And that thought, like, she was completely, was a huge light bulb moment for her. She never thought of it that way. Right. And so that's what we're trying to show you, is if you can get those minimum payments paid off, that's that much more money back in your pocket. That, like Shayna said, if you guys want to go on a vacation or do something fun, you have now freed up that money to be able to do that. And one of the things we like to say is, I had a client, she's, if we're going out for ice cream, what category does that come out of? What if we go out to the movies? What does this come out of? I'm like, it doesn't matter if you want to do the ice cream out of restaurants or you want to do it out of family fund money. Pick a category, and then that's the one that you use all the time. Yeah. So just make a decision for whatever those are.
Kids, a lot of things are kids that we can start to, not always, but one, you can ask them what's coming up this month, do I need to pay for? They can maybe answer that. But over a year of tracking and putting it in your savings bucket tracker, then you'll know more. Stuff like your, like maybe one of her unexpected expenses was the bug guy came this month or something. You know what I mean? That goes in your home repair bucket. And so it's just a matter, one, of getting through enough months to where you can predict it. And then also, like we talked about with the emergency fund, sometimes something's an emergency. I can refund the emergency fund if I need to, but also I can say no and budget for next month. That's always a possibility. Oh, you wanted new skates. That's great. We'll talk about that in May when I make the new budget or whatever. That was kid friendly, but you get the point. And so people are saying summer camp was unexpected. So
are they?
They are. I will say the first, my kids didn't go to summer camp until they were in their double digits, at least, I think. I don't know. So like, in the beginning of them getting older and wanting to go do these things, it is unexpected.
You're not used to it.
You're not used to it. And so we can totally get that. But now that you can start budgeting for it. And so my kids know, you probably have heard us talk about this. They get to pay for half of their summer camps. Mm-hmm. So that helps with the budget.
Yes.
But that also helps them dictate how many they're going to go to. If you want to go to 5 camps, I guess you better get to work. Okay. Or maybe you just choose 1 or 2. And then I can start, but you can start putting that in your savings bucket for next year. This year, it's going to hurt. So everybody said, I'm right there. This is me having, this is my problem. This year, it might hurt. This year, you have to put a little extra money toward it probably. But next year, just be ready. And you might have a limit as a parent. You might say, I'd save $5,000 or $4,000, $2,000, right. Whatever it is. Don't think that you have to do that much. $1,000 is what you get. And what are we going to do with that? And I have all year to save for that. And that's right. Totally okay.
So it is okay to set a budget amount. Like we just talked about that recently in a podcast. Set a budget amount. And I'm willing to spend this much on summer camps. Now, then you get to bring your child into the conversation and say, this is how much we're spending. Where do you want to go? What do you want to use it for? Mm-hmm. And let them be empowered to make that decision too. I think that's great. Well, we're talking about other expenses too. A lot of people are like, my printer needed ink and this, I needed stamps for Christmas cards and stuff.
Bills, you're always going to have those. You're always going to probably pay for gymnastics if you're like me and Christina. I don't like it.
Anyway.
No, I'm just kidding. Or you're always going to have to pay for insurance or different things like that are never going to go away. But your car payment, you pay it off, it goes away. Your credit card, you pay it off, it goes away. Your phone, you pay it off, it goes away. So that's where we want to put those debts over there. There's an end date. Yes.
And that's why we're keeping them in a completely different section. Shana said, because they will eventually be gone and then we'll only be left with the bills column.
So, and we'll, and we'll, have, and we'll go to Bali or wherever we're going. We'll all have some free money.
I had a client one time, I'll go to the debt tracker. So we had their debt tracker and I would just come over here. Can y'all see what I'm doing? And I would make like a line. Okay. We would make lines in their budget and their tracker. And every time they hit a line, they got to celebrate. So it's every time they hit a certain goal of paying off debt, we would celebrate and they would be able to go on a mini vacation or a fancy restaurant or something like that. So it's really important to celebrate all of y'all's wins like that. And so I am for when you guys get out of debt and you have, what is this? This $1,300 left over at the end of the month because you no longer have debt. Like, you're going somewhere. Do something fun for sure. Now, I do have some people that ask me, like, what about medical bills? I'm like, okay, if you just went to the doctors and you got a bill and you're paying that bill in full that month, that goes in your bill section because it's a bill that you're paying. However, if you have $1,000 in medical bills that you have to pay and you're doing a monthly plan, we're moving that over to your debts, right? Because that is now a medical debt that you're paying on each month.
Yeah. And I just had a client this month. She said, because she had her daughter, who I think is 9 now, was born with some problems or it was a complicated birth and then things trickled after. And so this month she said, this is the first time since she was born that we haven't had medical debt. And I was like, yes. I was like, I'm fighting because that's such a scary one. Medical debt is like this, like unknown. They just send you bills and you're like, I don't know. Do I owe this? Do they owe me? Nobody knows. That was exciting.
Hey, we're just popping in to remind you that we have just launched our group coaching program.
Yeah, you can get started right now at the founder's rate because we're just getting started at $57 a month. And guess what?
You get 2 45-minute sessions with us and your other budget besties each month.
Yeah, the first session that we do is a deep dive and we create your budget for the next month. We do it all together. We go step by step. We help you jog your memory. We answer any questions about your specific budget. And you can also get your budget reviewed by us.
Yeah. The other group coaching call is a spotlight coaching session where you get to submit your questions ahead of time to be answered by us on the call.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things that can come up. Recently, somebody was asking, what do I do about this funeral that just came up that I didn't have in a budget? You know, there's different things. Or what about this wedding that I need to go to? So when you have specific questions about your budget or about opening this account or making this transfer automatic, that's what this is for. And we're here to answer your questions because budgeting is not cookie cutter. We're here to help you with your budget. That's what group coaching is all about. You can go to budgetbesties.com and find out more and sign up. And I think it was Facebook. Somebody was saying that she wasn't sure if she should put subscriptions in her bills or if it should be spending because your subscriptions are optional, right? They're quote unquote fun, but we do put them over here in the bills. But one thing we can encourage you to do is look at these. Maybe when the first time you write out your bills, look at them through the lens of need versus want. Sometimes we see Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Hulu, Netflix. I'm like, listen, you don't have time. Look, I know you. I know y'all are busy women doing things. Y'all don't have time to watch that much TV. And maybe your family does or whatever. And then I added it up for a client. They were paying real cable. And I was like, is it worth $3,000 a year for you to not watch that much TV? I don't think so. So anyway, you can look at them through that lens and say, if I wanted to cut, what would I cut? If I need to cut or if I was thinking about cutting, what would I cut? But they still are going to go in the bills because they come out monthly and you can go ahead and automate that. That's really what the bills section is about. It's about getting it on auto payment and getting it separated from when you're swiping on purpose.
So I have two of my clients that literally, guys, every single line all the way down are used up. Every single one. And that was really eye-opening for them. They were like, and I told them, I said, y'all, make our budgeting session. What did I tell them? I said, it's not challenging. I said, you make me a better coach because we've had to couple all their insurances because they have umbrella insurance. They have all their auto insurances, the house insurances, the RV insurance. So we had to actually like group those together and make one line for insurances because we couldn't fit them all. Right. But by doing that, she was like, we need to cut some of this out. So they did. They went through and really looked at, what are we really using? What do we want? Is this what we want? Do we want to be paying this much? There's just a lot of questions that you can ask. What am I doing? What do I want to be doing? And so we were able to reduce some of that.
You're usually not, your bills are not the problem, right? A lot of times the bills are not necessarily the problem.
A lot.
And I actually find most of the time, at least by the time, maybe you've done a little work before we actually start working together and looking at your budget together, but you guys aren't living wildly. Right? You don't have a $3,000 mortgage or like Vanessa said, an RV, a boat, and this and the other. Like, it's not usually that. It's that we have some debt that's really holding us back. And maybe our spending is out of control, but it's not because you're just overspending. It's because you don't know what you have and what you're doing on purpose. But usually the bills are not anything crazy, because nobody that comes to us is living this wild lifestyle. So it's important to know, good job, you're living, when we're looking at your bills, you really are living within your means. And that's important.
Okay, so we did the income, we did bills, we did debt, we did spending. Now let's go over to the savings section and let's fill that one out.
Because listen, that is the game changer. That's the next level. This whole budget can be automated, and that saves you brain calories. That saves you time, energy. Mine happen automatically on the 1st. Vanessa's happen automatically on Thursday morning. But having all of that money and actually seeing and going through it and like manually saying, this is what we're saving up for, is great. You guys, have you ever seen that meme of The Rock and he's in his car and he's going like this, and Dwayne Johnson, like this, and he's got to the gym, forgot my headphones. And I'm like, you only forget that once. Okay. You only forget them once, because then you had to work out to gym music or to other people's sounds. No. So it's the same with the cash. You're only going to make that mistake so many times before it becomes habit.
The wonderful thing about this budget is that we put the little cash symbol here. And when you go over to our paycheck plan, it's fabulous. It tells you exactly what you're doing digital and exactly what you're doing for cash. And how many paychecks are you getting in April?
2.
Okay. So then we take your budget, we divide it by 2. And this tells you each paycheck exactly how much you're going to split up and put into those categories, right? And so when we have these 50 cents, so I would recommend just rounding these to even numbers, to where you're not doing 50 cents, you're just doing whole numbers. So you can do that with travel. I would do that with medical and baby supplies. I think that's it. Yeah, those 3. Just round them up a number, a dollar. And that way everything is divisible by 1. I think that would be really good.
401k savings are pre-tax. So can I just keep separate? Are they coming out of your pre-tax, Shannon, before? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, no. So that's great. You're investing, you're doing a great job. We like to put in the budget what's coming in to the bank account.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that, you can continue to update your asset tracker with how much money your investments are growing each month by you doing that. But for budget purposes, we just want to know what's coming in the bank account, like Shana said. And so that's really the only thing that you need to look at. Now, if you're dumping a ton of money into 401k and you have a lot of debt, you're never going to make as much on interest as you're going to pay on interest. So we would say maybe knock that down to just hit the match of your company if they do one, yeah, if they offer one, and then let's throw the rest of it towards debt, and then you can increase that up later.
We don't necessarily care about what bank, other than the bank needs to work for you. It needs to not charge you fees, because that's not okay. Again, we're not in the position to say, no, thank you. Please take extra money because I don't need it. Nope. But what we want is the income into the bills account. We want the bills to all be paying automatically. And this is all eventually. You don't have to get this automatically, but this is part of the plan, okay? And then we want, on payday, transfers to your spending according to the paycheck plan that Vanessa showed, transfers to your saving according to savings, however many you have of those, on payday, automatically. And then when you wake up on payday, y'all, you got money everywhere. Just living, swimming in money.
Yeah. And I think Becky can speak to this too, because she actually has the same pay scale as my husband. So we get paid, my husband gets paid every Wednesday afternoon. So all of my automations are set up for Thursday morning. So Thursday morning, I wake up and my grocery account is funded. Our personal spending account is funded. The bills account, like that, the money is obviously there because it was there on Wednesday. The vehicle fund is funded. The home repair fund is funded. The kids' education account is funded. Everything is just gone out on Thursday morning because he got paid Wednesday night. That's how we do everything. And it's literally, I think you have to get to the point where you trust yourself enough to know that the money is in there. And once you can get disciplined and go, I've deposited all the income into the bills account, I haven't touched it, I haven't stolen anything, like it's there, then you can start setting up those automations. One, the automations for bills to get paid, like set those up on autopay, and then the automations to send the money out to all the savings and or spending accounts that you have, okay? Now, find a bank, like Shana said, that works for you. You want to get as many checking accounts as you need and as many savings accounts as you need. Doesn't mean you need debit cards to all of them, right? But it means that you want to have it organized. Like the most debit cards that our clients carry on them is 2, the gas and groceries card and their personal spending account. You don't have a debit card to the bills account, okay? You don't need debit cards to the savings buckets, those are fine because when you go to use that money, you're transferring it from savings into the personal spending and you swipe the card. Okay. That's how that works. You're just, and you always make a note. If your bank account is something like my tip, I love it. If your bank allows you to make a little note as to why you're transferring the money, do that. Oil change, baby gift, wedding, whatever. Transfer the money in there, swipe the card and you spend it, and you absolutely know what you did and why you did it. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.